Well, good morning. It is 8:15, Galesburg's Morning News. Tab Meredith, Tyler Gumnick is here. Thanks for being with us here this morning on this Wednesday. All right, National Beer Day. I say happy day. And, Dustin James, our guest, he's with D&M Distributors, Director of Sales of the Malts and Hops Division. And we were just talking off the air. Dustin, I think you're right. Anybody who works in the industry you're in, should this not be a national holiday for you? Shouldn't you have the day off?
Absolutely should be a national holiday.
That's what I thought.
We're going to advocate for this. We've got to work on this.
I don't know if we know anybody. I don't know. We maybe could make a guy, Adam somebody or other.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You guys put in a good word for that.
We will do that. Well, good morning. Thanks for being with us. And Dustin, welcome. Thanks for being with us
morning.
Thanks
for having you guys. Appreciate it.
Well, National Beer Day today. And there's, I think people don't realize history of beer. We're talking back to pre-biblical times.
Yeah, Mesopotamia.
Yeah,
4000 BC.
I remember reading a book about them. What they were doing, how they were making it. People were drinking it before they were drinking water. Honestly,
yeah. So it was actually a little bit safer to drink than water too at that time, right? So, National Beer Day for us is it's reflecting on the people that have come before us working in the industry and then really kind of what happened in the 1920s with Prohibition. The federal government realized that they were losing around $1 billion or more dollars a year in revenue because of taxation. And then a couple of guys got interested in the bill. And in 1933, these two guys, state senator from Mississippi and a representative from New York, said, we'd like to have a little bit of that money in the federal government. So
And they've never worked together since.
No,
right. Yeah, exactly.
And they got in a bar fight afterwards. Yeah.
exactly. There you go.
But they proposed this bill to the president, FDR. And then, the reason we celebrate this day, National Beer Day, April 7th, is really because this was the day that the initial process of repealing Prohibition took place. So they passed this bill in March of 33. And then in April 7th, which is today, National Beer Day began the transition period for all the states to kind of ratify their own amendments. And then we saw in December of 33, the repeal of Prohibition, which was a big party. And then, and that's kind of why we're here today to talk about that.
Well, it's interesting because you see pictures and stuff of when Prohibition started and all the bottles just being broken and tossed and all that. Okay, what I was wondering, when it was repealed, were like the breweries, like the Anheuser-Busch Brewery in St. Louis, were they already brewing leading up to it, knowing? Were they able to do that? I was going to say, how are you going to have a party when it's all, we don't have anything to drink?
Yeah, so I was reading an article too recently about how much beer was drank on this day, and it was like the number of gallons of beer that were drank on this day and then on repeal day were insane. Like, they're drinking a month's worth of beer in one day, just having a big old party. So
Tyler calls that Thursday.
Yeah, that's why they call it Thirsty Thursday.
Exactly.
If people waited 13 years, really, to Roaring Twenties were a really famous time for the speakeasies and the underground. And then in 1933, like, it's no longer taboo to have a beer. So like, it really kind of turned the tides, and everything like Anheuser-Busch and Budweiser and some of our other brands that were able to stick it out. It was a good time for America, and you can see the pictures. See the Anheuser-Busch delivered a Budweiser to FDR at the White House. Like, it was a really big deal to bring back. So,
well, that's why whether you imbibe or not, the Anheuser-Busch tour, the brewery tour in St. Louis is a really, really cool historic thing. You learn a lot about it, and even talking about Prohibition, it's a really cool. So many really old buildings, and it's actually really, really very informative.
Yeah, the if you've never had a chance to do the brewery tour down in St. Louis, I would highly recommend it. I still. To this day, I've been there several times, and to this day, when I walk through the grounds at the Anheuser-Busch Brewery, it's kind of like going home a little bit. It's like it's the central location for a lot of brewery enthusiasts. It's beautiful old brick buildings, and just great place to visit if you haven't had a chance to do it.
So. Center of the universe.
Except for a lot of Cardinals fans down that way, too, I hear.
It makes it even better. That's why Tyler loves it so much.
Love it.
Oh, wait. Maybe that's not why. All right. Dustin James with G&M Distributors joining us here this morning. Well, we're gonna do some sampling of all kind of different products here this morning that some are beers, some are not beers, some are near beers. Yeah. Some real interesting things. And these through your favorite package outlet or your favorite local tavern or watering hole through G&M Distributors. Let's go ahead. Let's talk about what you got here this morning.
Yeah, so really, you know, just kind of through this whole last year, it's been a little bit that's a great sound, by the way.
Yes, it is.
Just through this whole last year, it's been, you know, difficult for a lot of our customers, a lot of the on-premise customers specifically. So we wanted to talk today about, you know, kind of what got us here today, which was, you know, our big brands like Anheuser-Busch, so Bud Light, Busch Light, and Ultra, and those kind of brands. But we didn't want to forget about the local craft breweries that were able to kind of stem the tide and battle through the last year and really come out on the other side of this. And we really wanted to talk about some of our local craft breweries to help support them and help support the local communities that we serve. So
absolutely. And that's the thing. And, you know, with, you know, a company like Anheuser-Busch, InBev, whatever the case may be, they're going to be fine through this. I'm sure they had some losses, but they're going to be fine. The smaller guys that you know, had, like I said, had to fight their way through.
Yeah, and most of these breweries we're going to talk about today are our day drive away. You can head out and check them out. A lot of them have food at the restaurants. You're able to enjoy that kind of stuff. So we wanted to kind of shout them out and let them know that we appreciate them for sticking it out. Yeah, you said Anheuser-Busch, I'm sure, is going to be fine. And beer sales were up for the last, because people were at home doing a lot of.
Hopefully they'll be up today, too.
Yeah, people were spending time with their families.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly. All right, yes.
So the first beer I got for you guys was from Distill.
Down in Bloomington,
Bloomington Normal, yeah.
Yeah, so
really actually, nice restaurant too.
Yeah, very great restaurant. Actually, the owner of the brewery was a Knox County resident for many years.
Oh, okay.
So Matt Potts, local guy.
Well, am I going to drink right out of the can? Is that what you're doing to me?
I was going to let you pour your own.
Oh, okay. Well,
so the first beer we got is a sour beer. So a wild sour. It's called Here Goes Nothing, and this beer is. One of the most popular beers from Distill. So Distill is very well known for their sour beer portfolio. While they have a bunch of other different beers, they're very well known for their sour beer. So take a little sip of that.
Yeah, that is really interesting. It does. It's like, I don't know, is it like a lime, lemon or lime?
Yes, kind of, exactly right. Yeah, a little bit of lime and lemon. So sour ales are a unique thing. So they actually infect the beer with a lactobacillus. And the lactobacillus is actually a common ingredient that they use in beer to sour it. What happens in this case, so generally yeast converts the sugars to alcohol. Mm-hmm. Lactobacillus converts the sugars to lactic acid, which is why you get that tart flavor and that sour taste to it. And it does have a little bit of a lime and lemon taste to it. Really, really approachable beer. And the Here Goes Nothing, it has a little bit of a salty aspect as well.
Yeah, so, I say it's got coriander and sea salt as well.
Yeah, so fresh sea salt and coriander. So it kind of give it a little bit of a well-rounded flavor. But yeah, that ghost-style beer, the sour-style beer is very common with having a sea salt.
Yeah, I know sometimes we talk food pairings, and I'm just trying to figure out what this cuts through it. There's something I meant, like I'm just trying to think of what...
The acid from the bacteria really kind of... So something like super fatty, like it's like a dessert. It's like something you have a dessert,
right?
Or if it's really super hot out and you're just looking for something you can,
you
can crush.
Just cooking out on a summer day or something.
Yeah, this is very, very crushable.
Yeah, so that's really, really good. That's really, really interesting. Different flavor.
Yeah, so the sours are really making a kind of a hard charge right now. The style is unique because it's very, it's very approachable. If you don't like the taste of, some people say they don't like the taste of beer or whatever. This one has a little more tartness to it.
Right.
Not so much of that.
Yeah, a little less of the beer flavor to it. Yeah. And usually, I'm not normally necessarily big on the ales, but this it tastes more like the, like I said, the sour beer is what, that lemon-lime flavor in the beer. That's really good. So the Wild Sour series from DeSeal Brewery and Bloomington Normal, GOSE, Here Goes Nothing.
Yeah, and this is, again, local craft brewery, not about 90 miles away. So
right.
And a local Knox County resident, so check it out if you have a chance to get to Bloomington Normal.
Dustin James, the Director of Sales of the Malts and Hops Division for G&M Distributors, joining us here this morning. What's next on the list?
Yeah, so next up we've got Front Street Cherry Bomb Blonde. So if you've been out in the market,
Seen these cans.
I guarantee you've seen these cans around. So Front Street is one of the oldest brew pubs in Iowa. So started in the early 90s. Has been around since then, has never closed, except for a few weeks in 1993. If you guys recall,
the big
flood in 93, flooded the entire place, and they were shut down for a while. But they do have, they have recovered. So Front Street Brewing Company is on River Drive in Davenport, which used to be called Front Street in Davenport, which is where the name came from. So this is just a really nice blonde ale, notes of cherry on there, fantastic. If you go to your local watering hole and get this on draft or in a glass, don't forget to top it off with a little red cherry in the glass as well. Everywhere you go, you'll see that served that way.
And again, you can really taste the cherry. You get the beer, but you taste the cherry right off the bat.
It's not tart cherry, just a subtle flavor and really approachable beer. And again, this is one of my favorites that we have in the craft portfolio. Do a ton of kegs and draft and a lot of cans of this as well. So and again, this place has some really, really good food as well, and they're up in the Davenport area. So
and like I said in the past, and I said a bit ago, I'm not usually the ales are a little bit bitter for me, but the very first note I get is the cherry, and it's like you said, it's not a tart cherry, so that kind of lessens the bitter of the ale for me. It's actually really good.
Yeah, this is again, and you guys, when today's a good day to try different things, right? So it's National Beer Day. Maybe step outside of your comfort zone a little bit.
Exactly.
Grab a six pack from one of your local stores that have the mix of six where you can grab.
I think I actually have before. I think I bought this before.
Oh, really? Yeah. It's good.
It's good because it's not overwhelming, and you could drink a lot of it.
Yeah, another hot summer day once again. Exactly. Mowing the lawn or while you're mowing the lawn, whatever.
And the ABV on this beer is kind of right along with like a Budweiser or one of those other brands. And it does come in 16-ounce cans, right? Mm-hmm. So another aspect, I don't have to go to the fridge as often. So
all right. What's next on the list?
Yeah, so next is from right next door here.
I'm seeing the name. That looks really, really interesting.
So we've got from our local Galesburg brewery here, we've got Iron Spikes Peanut Buster Porter, and again, this is a American style porter, and then flavored, and you can smell it as soon as you open the can. You can smell the peanut butter and the kind of the chocolate notes. So the peanut butter porter is just like I said, American porter made with some dark malt, some chocolatey malts, and then you got the peanut butter right on top. So. Fantastic beer.
Well, we'll talk about the difference between an American porter, like different, like a Bock or a German dark beer or whatever. What's kind of explain the difference? It's dark, like some of those, maybe not quite as dark.
Yeah. But. So depending on the German dark beers are generally wheat ale, and so the Bocks again are just roasted wheat. And these here are the porters are a little bit more bitter sometimes. And then porters are often flavored. Now you'll see a porter flavored with vanilla, peanut butter, different flavors that go with the chocolatey notes of it.
You know what I taste? I taste some beer and Nutter Butter. they crush up Nutter Butter in your beer.
Yeah, they crush up a bunch of cookies in there.
That's what it's like. That is really interesting.
Well, it to me, it tastes. I mean, it would go good with like Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
Or like a big holiday dinner,
yeah,
like something to drink with dinner.
Yeah, that is really interesting. Now we were talking about peanut butter earlier. You don't want to dip your whatever your pickle corn dog in peanut butter, but this but the maybe. Peanut butter works with this. The peanut works.
People are often taken back by dark beers, and just because dark beer doesn't necessarily mean heavy on the mouth or doesn't mean a heavy bodied beer. Dark beers can be light bodied still and very approachable and drinkable. People think about big stouts and that kind of stuff. But generally, dark beers, like the Bock and the porters and stuff, are very approachable. And this was kind of the beer style of the 1800s. Like in England, this is what people drank is porters. So this is a good style. I would recommend trying a few of them if you haven't.
Iron Spike Brewing Company, right next door to us, their Peanut Buster, the peanut butter porter. That's really good, really interesting. Dustin James from G&M Distributors joining us this morning. What's next up on the list?
Yeah, so next up on the list is one of our newest suppliers. We just launched these guys a couple weeks ago. Back Pocket Brewing Company out of Coralville, Iowa. So if you guys have ever been out that way,
right, just on the other side of Iowa City, there.
There on the other side of Iowa City, you've got a beautiful brew pub out there, fantastic restaurant.
Oh, it's like literally like right off the interstate,
exactly,
isn't it?
Yes, right, okay. Yep, right there. And the owner of the company, family owned business. And they're doing some really, really good things out there. So we wanted to shout them out as one of our new partners. We brought in Hazy IPA today, so it's called Bubba. And the kind of the story on this beer is that the owner, Aaron, his little boy, they call him Bubba. They created this beer and named it after him. So Hazy IPA versus a traditional IPA. So they're, as you can tell, they're super hazy, right? So hardly can see through them. And then they also have a little more citrus notes.
I'm just the grapefruit is the first thing I'm smelling and tasting.
Yep. That, so, yeah. People think of IPAs a lot of times. They think about, you know, the they're going to be that West Coast style with a super resin pine cone, like kind of. And this one, the New England style IPAs or the hazy IPAs are really more focused on citrus notes and fruit notes. And then you get, like you said, the grapefruit and that kind of style. And then hazy IPAs, of course, are the fastest growing trend right now in the IPA category, which is already the largest category in craft beer. So we wanted to bring you something from Back Pocket. Again, if you haven't had a chance to head out there, they've got a beautiful spot out there.
It's really not a bad drive. You get once you get past Davenport, it's not all that long. It's right on the other side of Little Iowa City. It's out. The big mall out there and all
Corville
that.
Mall, and you've got the bunch of different restaurants and stuff right there. And so
you go have a few of these, and you go do to the indoor skating rink at the mall.
That's right. Exactly right. And then you go to the hospital.
You're looking a little hazy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. The ice will look much more hazy as you hit it.
Yeah. So we wanted to just kind of shout out some of these local breweries that help promote them. And again, a day trip. I think everything I brought here is less than 90 miles away, so you guys can check it out.
Yeah, and then, of course, you can't forget the big ones.
Not. So we brought the American Classic. Of course, if you guys may have heard of this beer, it's called Budweiser.
Budweiser, huh? Doesn't get much more American.
Yeah, so again, kind of just going back to the roots and kind of back to the traditional American lager. Again, lagers are still the biggest category in the industry. If you go out for National Beer Day today or this evening, you'll probably most likely consume a lager. But it's good to see, you know, Anheuser-Busch has been a partner with G&M for many years and a partner to the community of Galesburg. You know, I think through G&M and what we do here in local markets, we don't want to forget about the one that keeps things going.
Absolutely. So we salute.
Yes. Right?
As it says, crisp, clean.
No other beer.
American classic.
Now, is it a prerequisite at G&M to know the Budweiser Creed that's on the can?
Right on the can. So we actually used to have a guy that
I was going to test you.
Yeah, I don't know at all. I know of no other beer. I know that's but there's a lot of people that we had in the past that would be able to quote that to you.
Oh, yeah. I had a couple college buddies that would. they were proud of that.
Oh, yeah. I got nothing else to do. Let's sit down and learn the Creed.
There you go. There you go. Ah, yes. The original Budweiser. All right. But one more. It's a forum of Budweiser.
Yeah. So in honor of the repeal of Prohibition, which was in December of 1933, I brought you guys – I wanted you guys to check this out. So this is Budweiser Zero.
Okay.
So Bud Zero is a non-alcoholic 0.0 product that has all the flavor of the beer without any of the alcohol.
Huh, interesting. So
it's a little bit different if you've never had a near beer or never tried a alcohol-free, this is something that's different for you for sure.
Wow. Yeah, still crisp and clean, that's for sure.
And
yeah.
It's like for a lot of folks, this category is actually is growing and expanding.
Yeah.
The NA portfolio for beer is really, really a growing category for across the country and across the world.
Well, it's gotten a lot better too than when they first came out.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there are so few choices for the longest time.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there was before everybody, you had O'Doul's, you had Busch NA, Budweiser Zero this year, and they partnered actually. Budweiser Zero has partnered with Dwayne Wade, a former NBA star. It's 0.0 50 calories. Something that can be enjoyed if you're out with friends and you want to be safe and drive home, like something that you can enjoy and still have the flavor of the beer. So,
well, Dustin James, G&M Distributors, joining us here this morning. It's not only the beverages that you might go into your local convenience store or whatever there or a grocery store. There's some other things as well. Some snacks. I know one of the things that I know Adam's brought in. I've had several times is the caramel corn.
Woody's.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that is good. Yeah. So what do you got here?
Yeah.
Today?
So we're making an endeavor into a new category for us. Mm-hmm. You know, it's we're fully invested in the snack business. We're doing Woody's popcorn, and we just last week launched Mrs. Fisher's chips. Which is a local chip company out of Rockford, Illinois.
Okay.
And we've got some samples of chips down here so you guys could, maybe polish off a few of these beers with a few chips.
There you go.
So, yeah, we wanted to just leave those with you guys and let you check them out. Again, it's one of the largest local family-owned chip producers in the state. And they actually had a accolade from Rachel Ray, where one of their chips was voted their French onion chip was voted the top. I think I want to get this right. The top local or small manufacturer by Rachel Ray magazine, which is crazy to see. So
yeah, that's pretty cool.
But yeah, great chips. You'll start to see them locally here in the market within the next week or so. And then again, yeah, we're trying to support local today and try to talk about these local businesses and try to keep them going. So.
And the Woody's, is it Sterling? Is that where they're out of?
Woody's is out of Sterling, Illinois. They do the caramel corn.
I do the caramel corn cheddar mix, the Chicago mix. Oh my gosh, it is really good. I mean, you talk about it really. I mean, very, very caramel corn.
Yeah, I drive a lot for my job, and I'll be driving back from Dixon or Rochelle or wherever I'm at, and I'll grab a bag of the caramel corn and the cheddar mix. And I eat of what I want, and then I'll throw the rest of the bag all the way to the back of my Jeep so I can't reach it, because if I don't put it in the seat,
it'll be gone.
Yeah. The whole thing's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
So
it's
it has to be like without arm reach.
Well, National Beer Day today. Go out and celebrate responsibly, obviously. But, boy, some really great choices. Support, again, the local places, whether it's next door Iron Spike at the Quad Cities Front Street, Distill in Bloomington Normal. Back Pocket in Iowa City. Make sure you support them as well as your local establishments as well, and whatever they're serving for National Beer Day. Dustin James, Director of Sales of the Malt and Hops Division for G&M Distributors. Dustin, thank you so much
for
coming in and joining us. And a little history. We even got some chemistry today. Who knew?
Yeah, I didn't know we were going to learn things on
Beer
Day.
I know. We just thought,
it's a good day.
We're just going to get drunk. All right. Hey, Dustin, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it.